Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. Today is actually a special edition of the show as we feature one of the greatest musicians in jazz, Eric Dolphy. And we're going to start off with a pivotal recording of his, recorded for the Blue Note label. It's entitled Out to Lunch. It features Eric on alto sax, flute, and bass clarinet. Freddie Hubbard is on trumpet, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Richard Davis on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. Here's Eric Dolphy's composition, Hat and Beard. Thank you. We just heard some music from Out to Lunch. Out to Lunch stands as Eric Dolphy's magnum opus, an absolute pinnacle of avant-garde jazz in any form or era. And we heard a composition entitled Hat and Beard. My name is Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we're featuring the music of this great all-round musician who not only played bass clarinet, but played sax, flute, and other various instruments. We're going to listen to some of his recordings from the Five Spot in New York City. But right now, I'd like to feature some more music from this gifted musician. Another one of Eric Dolphy's great recordings is the classic on the new jazz label entitled Out There. Now, this album was actually released on August the 15th, 1960, and it features Ron Carter on cello, George DeVivier is on bass, Roy Haynes on drums. Now, Eric Dolphy is on alto sax, flute, B-flat, and bass clarinets. Now, what we're going to listen to is a composition of Randy Weston's entitled Sketch of Melba. Now, Sketch of Melba is played on the flute by Eric Dolphy, and it's Randy Weston's impression of trombonist Melba Liston. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. Eric Dolphy was a true original with his own distinctive styles on alto, flute, and bass clarinet. His music fell into the avant-garde category, yet he did not discard chordal improvisation altogether, although the relationship of his notes to the chords were often pretty abstract. While most of the other free jazz players sounded very serious in their playing, Dolphy's solos often came across as ecstatic and exuberant. His improvisations utilized very wide intervals, a variety of non-musical speech-like sounds, and its own logic. Although alto was his main axe, Dolphy was also first on the flautist to move beyond bop, influencing the other great flautists of his generation, James Newton. He also largely introduced the bass clarinet to jazz as a solo instrument. He was also one of the first, after Coleman Hawkins, to record unaccompanied horn solos, preceding Anthony Braxton by 5 years. Eric Dolphy first recorded while with Roy Porter's orchestra between 1948 and 1950 in the Los Angeles area. He was also in the Army for 2 years and then played in obscurity around L.A. until he joined Chico Hamilton's quintet in 1958. The following year, he settled in New York and was soon a member of Charles Mingus's quartet. Now, by 1960, Dolphy was recording regularly as a leader for Prestige and gaining attention for his work with Mingus. But throughout this short career, he had difficulty gaining steady work due to his very advanced style. Dolphy recorded quite a bit during 1960 and 61, including 3 albums cut at the 5 spot while with trumpeter Booker Little. Free jazz with Ornette Coleman, sessions with Max Roach, and some European dates also followed. Late in 1961, Dolphy was part of the John Coltrane Quintet. Now, their engagement at the Village Vanguard caused conservative critics to try to smear them as playing anti-jazz due to the lengthy and very free solos. During 1962-63, Dolphy played third-string music with Gunther Schuller and Orchestra USA. He also gigged all too rarely with his own group. The following year, in 64, he recorded his classic Out to Lunch for the Blue Note label and traveled to Europe with Charles Mingus's Sextet, which was arguably the bassist's most exciting band, as shown on the great concert of Charles Mingus. After he chose to stay in Europe, Dolphy had a few gigs, but then he died suddenly from a diabetic coma at the age of 36. Now, this was a major loss to the jazz world, but virtually all of Eric Dolphy's recordings are in print, including a 9-CD box set of all of his Prestige sessions. In addition, Dolphy can be seen on film with John Coltrane, included on the Coltrane Legacy, and also with Mingus from 1964 on a video released by Shaughnessy Records. Thank you. That was Bemoanable Lady featuring Charles Mingus and Eric Dolphy. And it's just very interesting hearing Dolphy so impassioned with that last piece. We didn't hear the whole piece, we just heard an excerpt of it. And just before that, from the album Out There, we heard 17 West. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we're featuring the music of the great sax and flautist player, Eric Dolphy. Let's take a visit now to the Five Spot in New York City and listen to an exceptional recording that Dolphy made with Booker Little on trumpet, Mal Waldron on piano, Richard Davis on bass, and Eddie Blackwell on drums. I think of all the recordings that Eric Dolphy ever made, these are my favorites. They're fresh, they're inspired, and they're pulsating. And we're going to listen to my favorite cut off the album is entitled Bevamp. Now on Booker Little's Bevamp, Dolphy is on bass clarinet, and all the soloists are somewhat more subdued and concerned with the chordal suspensions. Waldron, who has worked with this system many times, is the most skillful in his shifting solo, actually achieving a sense of timelessness during the suspended sections. His use of low notes to pound out lyrical rhythms is reminiscent of the late Eddie Costa's work. Note also the cello-like quality of much of Richard Davis's work here. Now, these were taken from the liner notes from this exceptional prestige recording. So let's listen to Booker Little's composition, Bevamp, performed by Eric Dolphy and the rest of the band.
Thank you. tonight to open this set with a bass solo, which usually I do on the first set. It'll probably be Sophisticated Lady or I Can't Get Started, depending on... Thank you.
That was Sophisticated Lady, recorded 40 years ago in Paris, and featuring Jackie Byard on piano, Charles Mingus on bass. Also taking part on that session, we didn't hear them on that last recording, Johnny Coles on trumpet, Eric Dolphy on alto, clarinet, and flute, Clifford Jordan on tenor sax, and Danny Richman on drums. That session was eventually released as the Great Concert of Charles Mingus, and I would highly recommend it. Before that, we heard Bemoanable Lady, featuring Mingus and Dolphy together. And so ends our brief look at one of the greatest musicians in the history of jazz, Eric Dolphy. Let's move on to 1965. This time we'll go to the Plug Nickel in Chicago, and we'll listen to some Miles Davis and his version of Stella by Starlight. You're listening to CHUO FM 89.1.
Thank you.
we just heard some music from Rossan Roland Kirk from a Mercury recording, Addie's At It Again, and just before that, Miles Davis from 1965, Live at the Plug Nickel in Chicago, and Stella by Starlight. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. And we're on the internet at www.chuo.fm. And now on to more jazz with the Belmondo Quintet. The Belmondo brothers, trumpeter Stefan and saxophonist Lionel, proved to be two of the more creative and talented French jazz musicians of the 1990s. Joined by pianists Henri Floren and Thomas Brenneri, and also drummer Jean-Pierre Arnaud, the siblings performed 9 group originals and also Darn That Dream. This is from their album entitled For All Friends, and it's released on the Challenge Records label. Highly recommended. It's a beautiful session. And we're going to listen to a composition of Lionel's, and this is entitled Sunset Impressions. Thank you. You're listening to CHUO-FM, broadcasting from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 FM. Thank you. Well, we just heard some music from trumpet player David Bentekite from his album Thoughts of a Gentleman, and the great composition from Freddie Hubbard, Up Jumped Spring. And just before that, the Belmondo Quintet from their album For All Friends and Sunset Impressions. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. We're going to continue with probably one of the most gifted musicians to come out of South Africa, Abdullah Ibrahim. And this is from his album released on the Angel label. It's entitled Cape Town Revisited. And we're going to listen to this great grooving song entitled Someday Soon, Sweet Samba. That was music from Richard Leo Johnson, and we just heard Cheek to Cheek. Now, Richard is a self-taught guitarist whose unorthodox acoustic style is somewhat reminiscent of the late Michael Hedges. And while he is often placed in the New Age camp, his sonic and rhythmic whirlwinds are often a far cry from more intense than that term implies. He claims that Leo Kottke, John McLaughlin, and Pete Townsend has influenced him quite a bit, but some will also detect strong hints of Larry Coryell, some Ralph Towner, and even Pat Metheny in his playing. He was born and raised in Arkansas, and he currently resides in Georgia. Johnson was quite successful as an architectural photographer before becoming a musician. Now, the album that I just played for you was Language, and it was released in 2000. I highly recommend it. It was released on the Blue Note label. And again, we just heard Cheek to Cheek. Here's some music from percussionist Roland Vasquez. Thank you. Music from Pat Metheny and Charlie Hayden from their album Beyond the Missouri Sky. And we heard Moon. The Moon is a Harsh Mistress. And just before that, we heard Roland Vasquez from his album Further Dance and No Place to Hide This Heart. I'm Randy McElligan, and you're listening to In Transition, coming to you from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 on your FM dial. Streaming also on the internet at www.chuo.fm. The great trumpet player is up next. His name is Bobby Shue. This is the Bobby Shue Quintet. Bobby has been around for a number of years and has played with many, many bands. He has a fierce attack when it comes to the trumpet. He projects well, and he gets inside a lyric, I think, like no other. We're going to listen to a track from this album, and it's, I think, one of the great renditions of Bag's Groove. I think mostly because he has on this album Carl Fontana on trombone, George Cables on piano, Joe LaBarbera on drums and Bob Magnuson on bass, and the album is entitled Heavyweights.
Thank you.
That was Bobby Shue and his version of Bag's Groove. We're going to close out this afternoon with some music from the Tomas Stanko Quartet, and this is from his album Soul of Things. And we're going to hear Soul of Things Variation 3. that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. Hope you have a great week. My name is Randy McElligott. Bye for now.